Hey, welcome to day number 12 on this miracle journey. Just want to ask you to come on in to Daily Dose with Pastor Detrick. Today, I want to talk to you about an incident that happened in Luke chapter number 5, verses 12 through 14. A very short story, but a very powerful one. There was a leper that came to Jesus, and he made a very powerful statement. He said, "Lord, if you will, make me clean." And Jesus stretched forth out his hand and touched him, saying, "I will, be thou clean. I will be thou clean." I just want to talk to you briefly about it is God's will to do for you. A lot of times what happens, we have a tendency to doubt the will of God. Most of us would never doubt the ability of God, but we have had a tendency to doubt, is God willing to do it for me? Or the word willing also means, does God desire to do it for me? Am I a partaker? Does he really want me to have it? And I want to encourage you that God wants you healed. He wants you delivered. He wants you saved. He wants you set free. He wants you free from bondage. It is the will of the Lord for you to be healed. So as we move forth in this journey, I want you to understand something. You got to get your faith in the fact that God wants you healed, and he does want to do it for you. Now, it's up to you to connect with that. You got to quit doubting the willingness of God. I want to encourage you, quit doubting the willingness of God. Because when you quit doubting his willingness, I'm going to tell you what you're really doing. You're doubting that he doesn't love you. Let me say it this way. When you think he's not willing to heal you, when you think he's not willing to do for you, you're really saying, "I don't believe God loves me." Listen, God loves you. You got to quit doubting his willingness to heal you, because you got to quit doubting his love for you. God loves you just the way you are. He doesn't love every sin and every action that none of us have done, but the love of God is still strongly leaning towards us and in our favor. And so here in this particular story, this leper came to him and said, "Lord, if you will, make me clean." And Jesus stretched forth his hand and said, "Listen, I will, be thou clean." And the scripture says, and immediately the leprosy left him, and he changed. And Jesus charged him and said, "Don't you go." He said, "Go show yourself to the priest." So why did he tell him to do that? It's because the priest was the only one that could legally deem you as clean. In other words, God wanted him to make sure. God wanted him to know without any doubts, "Man, I love you, and I want you to be healed." God is still saying that today. He wants you healed. God still saying today, "I am willing to deliver you, provide for you, to protect you." You got to let go of the doubts. Let go of the doubts. Listen, there's somebody out there that think that you're too bad off or you're too far gone for God to love you. No, God loves you. God's love for you. God, scriptures say that even while we were sinners, Christ died for us. And why did he do that? It's because John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave." Listen, God loves you. And if you can get this deep in your heart, your faith will be a little bit more secure in the fact that if he loves me, that means he's willing to do for me. I hope this is a blessing to you. God bless you. Until next time.